Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk Talk. I am your host, Michael Faust. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I can't wait for you to hear from our guest. Please note that the interview in this episode was previously recorded. Check out our show notes for more information. If you want to see this interview on video, then check out Crosswalk's YouTube channel, which is linked in today's show notes. Max, thanks so much for joining us today.
Of course, thank you for having me.
The film is Southern Gospel. It hits theaters March the 10th. It's raw, it's inspirational, it's powerful. Max, great job with it. And I should tell people it's based on the true story of rock and roll star Samuel Allen, who is, you know, faced with tragedy and is given a second chance in life. Why did you want to be involved in it? What attracted you to this project?
The first thing was the music component, because I've been playing piano since I was 4 years old. It's the first thing I was drawn to as a kid. And I've always had this like fantasy of being like a rock and roll star in like the 70s, but without like the like negative connotations around it, like the. But I think that I loved this movie, like the script, from the moment I read it, because I felt like it was such a dark time. I'd received it during the pandemic, and I knew that a film like this was so needed. It's such like a film that has morals and spreads a lot of light. And I have a mission personally for, I don't know, for kids to really have sort of like good guidance in a way. And I feel like this, without being too much of like a dare episode, this film definitely does explore a lot of things that like I would like to be a good influence with. And I feel like this film, it will be a good influence on society.
And yeah.
My heart, the moment I read it, I cried when I read the script. I really fought hard for this role, because I knew deep in my soul, like I was so drawn to it.
And not to give away too much, but you get to do not just 60s rock, but 70s rock and yes, a little bit of music as well. That was kind of fun to watch that progression of music genres in the film. I'm curious, was your own personal faith impacted by this movie? I mean, did the movie kind of in a reverse way impact yourself?
Deeply. I mean, I feel like in preparing for this role, I really was studying the Bible so much, and it really deepened my faith intensely, to the point that when the character got baptized, I actually in real life decided to get baptized by Pastor Jeffrey Smith, who directed the film as well. So that's how deeply it impacted me. And I think that this movie has never left me in a sense. I feel like my character and my faith will never be where it was before. Like, I feel like it's so much stronger now that I've done this film, and that I get to carry it out with my art, being able to like spread not only my faith, but also like the gifts that God has given me.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I saw a video online of course, this was filmed during the pandemic, and there's a video online of a gentleman. I think that's the pastor you're talking about. He's wearing a mask and he's baptizing you. Yeah. I guess in a lake or creek or something.
Yeah, and that wasn't part of the film. That was an incredible day for me.
Yeah, amazing. Well, what are the messages for the audience that you want people to take away from this? There's a lot of themes, a lot of positive messages. Is there anything specifically that you want people to take away here?
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country, dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Yeah, you know, the log line for the film is never surrender the dream. And I feel like there are so many obstacles that we face in life. And it's really important, and this film really touches upon, to lose the judgment of any past wrong paths we may have taken, any mistakes. Like, we are all sinners, and we're all doing our best, but we all deserve to like redemption, in a sense.
Yes.
And I think a huge theme of this film is also exploring that. It's that, you know, like, to not like necessarily feel so, go into a sense of like self-destruction or self-hatred because of mistakes or temptations that we may fall into. It's really about forgiveness and grace. It's really the grace of God.
Amen to that. Are there any messages for the church? Because the church, the role of the church is really explored in this film in terms of people within the church kind of pushing away your character. And then, you know, in the real life, this is based on a true story in real life as well. Are there messages you want Christians specifically to take away from this movie about maybe forgiveness, about kindness, generosity, compassion, things like that?
Yeah, I think especially during this time in the world, I really feel like we all need to be kinder to each other and have more compassion and forgiveness and unity, as opposed to judgment towards our neighbors. Like, it really, we really need to like come together and really see each other through, like, that we are all sons and daughters of God, not so much as, oh, this person cut me off on the street, let me. And we all have human reactions to things. And I think it's, I would love for people to just be kinder and more forgiving towards each other.
Amen to that. And I'm curious, you said that you enjoyed making this because of, you know, the themes and the positive impact it could have. Are you wanting to take other roles in the future like this? I mean, is this something you want to do more of?
100%. Yeah, I would love to do roles that have great messages and are faith-based.
And
it's definitely impacting the type of music I'm making, and just me having more awareness of the impact that art has on society and how we really can help.
Yeah, so I mean, you don't have to get too far into that, but I mean, I'm a father of four kids, and so I think about this subject a lot in terms of the impact art has on us negatively and positively, and so much of it is the dark side. And so I'm really thankful for what you've done in this movie. Just great job. It's raw, you know, it's faith centric, it's raw, but it's inspirational and it's positive. So great job.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Max Derrick. He's in the film Southern Gospel, which comes out, is it March the 10th? Is that right, Max?
Yep.
March the 10th. Hey, God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
If you enjoyed today's interview, please make sure to subscribe and share the episode with a friend. A big thanks to the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. See you next time.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.